Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Holistic Me podcast, A Journey to Finding Wellness Within. Today is a Wellness Wednesday episode that happened live over in the Facebook community. So if you haven't joined yet, make sure to click down in the description below the link to join the Holistic Me community so that you can join us every Wednesday for our Wellness Wednesday live episode. Today's episode was a short and sweet acupoint self-care treatment with 3 points and sharing some Reiki healing with you all and finishing it off with some grounding breaths. I hope you enjoy. Let me know in the comments what you think. Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Hello, welcome everybody. This is Wellness Wednesday, and I am here to share some acupressure points and Reiki with all of you today. So just to start off, I want to say welcome if you're new to the group, to the Holistic Me community. I appreciate you for being here, for joining us, and sharing your own journey so that we can all support each other on our growth and healing through this life and whatever we may be healing or growing through in this time. So I truly appreciate you for being here, for showing up and taking the time to do a little bit of work on yourself and just to share this time with me. So, hey, Nina, how are you? So I'm going to, like I said, today we're doing some acupoints and Reiki, so I'm going to just connect real quick. So whether you're watching the live or watching this as a replay, you will still get all of the benefits of the Reiki that I'm sharing here with you because it transcends time and space, and then you can just follow along with the acupressure points that I'm going to select in just a moment. So, all you have to do is be open to receive. And there we go. So I'm going to pull a few points from my deck, my original deck, the Wellness Within Anxiety and Stress Edition. And we're going to just pulling some random ones out here. Awesome. I got 3 points, and I think these are going to be great. All right. So we have Yin Tang, CV17, and CV6. So I will share these with you. We're going to work our way down. So to start with Yin Tang, this is our third eye chakra point, right? And it's useful for opening and clearing the third eye chakra, calming the spirit. It's great for insomnia, so this is actually a point that's going to be included in my next deck as well, the sleep edition. Great for treating anxiety, stress, headache, especially frontal headaches, any head heaviness, and also good for nosebleeds or runny nose. So you can use this for multiple purposes, but this is really great for calming. Awesome. Let's keep tapping that just for another few seconds. All right. And now, still sending you all that Reiki, still receiving it, we're going to move on to CV17, which is our chest center point, also aligned with our heart chakra. And this point is great for opening and clearing the heart. It's good for anyone who suffers from asthma or shortness of breath, inability to speak, pain in the chest, fullness or congestion in the chest area as well. So if you're having like congestion and phlegm in the chest buildup, you can use this point. Palpitations, even for hiccups or difficulty swallowing. All right, so another really useful point. But together with the yin tang point that we just did, it's really beautiful. I will recommend just these two points alone for anyone who's experiencing any anxiety or stress and needing to kind of recenter and focus their energy. It gives you somewhere to place your attention. So, really, really helpful. Follow along, continue receiving as we tap. And these points, also, I should mention, I didn't mention it in the beginning. You don't have to tap like I'm doing. You can also just press and hold these points if that feels more aligned with you, feels more comfortable. That's perfectly fine. You can do either. So acupressure can be applied in that way with pressing and holding. You can do the same thing here. Although for the head points, especially along the forehead and around the eyes, I like to use my knuckle from any finger really, and just use the, rather than pushing into my head, I let my head rest on the knuckle. That I find to be just more comfortable and not as aggressive as like trying to push back on my head. So whatever resonates more, making sure you're breathing fully. Feels so good. I love these points. And I hope you're all having a beautiful Wednesday so far. So happy to be here. All right, and we have one more point that I pulled, and then we're gonna do some a little bit more Reiki receiving and some grounding breath work. So this last point, I'm going to adjust my camera slightly so you can see, but we're going for CV6. So this is below our belly button. All right. So this is on, right on the midline, two thumbs width below the belly button. So roughly two thumbs width. And you're going to, you can either press and hold this point. I'm going to step back so you can see me a little bit better here. Or you can tap. Doesn't matter. Works just as well. This is aligned with our sacral chakra. All right, so great for opening and clearing the sacral chakra. Good for abdominal pain, any enuresis or bedwetting that you may be experiencing, nocturnal emissions. Also good for hernia or irregular menses or painful menses, constipation, and even asthma. So, really good to connect that center line. So it's really nice that these all came in together. When I did pull them at random, I didn't see what the cards were as I was pulling them, but it's, I love when they line up perfectly or have a shared purpose and intention together. So this is one of the many ways that you can use the Wellness Within decks. You can just pull at random. One card even is a wonderful way to start. Or you can pull a set of cards like I did today, and or even more than the three. So whatever practice you desire, you can do that. And in this case, I only pulled acupressure cards, and that's fine. But if you want to incorporate some of the other categories like body work, or get a nutrition card for the day or a nutrition card for the week, you can do that as well. Meditation, it's all in there, and so you can build out your practice for the day, or even just a practice for the week, and do that each day. I think it's a beautiful way to get your healing journey going and get it started or off on the right foot. So support any other work that you're doing as well. Awesome. All right, so we've done all of these. We did each point, each of these for 1 to 2 minutes, roughly. They were all center line points, so we didn't have to do any bilateral work. So now we're gonna just keep tuning in and receiving, allowing yourself to feel what maybe you may be feeling in your body at this time, any sensations that might be coming up, any areas of tightness, tension, pain. Just focusing your attention there for a moment. And focus your breath, sending it to that area as well. So what I mean by this, if you're having some tension, let's say in your back, between the shoulders, or in the low back even, you can feel your breath going into that space. Imagine that you're filling that space with the breath that you take in. And then as you exhale, releasing that tension with the breath, allowing it to melt away or be blown away as you exhale. Beautiful. And now let's just take a moment to do three grounding breaths. We've done some really good centering work, right? And if you need to continue to revisit the sensations that are coming up in your body, whether now just as a continuation of this, you can pause it if you're watching the replay, or later on in your day, you can always focus your attention back into your body. Find where the tension or discomfort is lying and breathe into that space anytime that is available to you, always. Right now we're going to do three grounding breaths, and if you'd like a more grounding effect from your breath work, one of the things that you can do is placing the tongue lightly behind the lower teeth, and that is an earth breath. Okay, so you can, as you're breathing in with the mouth closed, breathing in through the nose, your tongue is resting lightly behind the lower teeth. And as you exhale, whether it's through the nose or out the mouth, you can still maintain the tongue lightly resting behind the lower teeth, and that will be more grounding. All right. Two more. And one more. Beautiful. Feels so good. Love sharing Reiki with all of you. Thank you so much for being present here. Thank you for being here live with me. Thank you for watching the replay. Let me know in the comments how this felt for you. Did you feel the Reiki flowing to you? Did you enjoy the acupressure points we did today? Let me know. I love to hear your journeys. And let me know what you're working on this week. What are you focusing on health-wise? How can the group support you? How can I support you on your journey? And, you know, share any experiences that may be helpful in the group or whatever you feel called to share to get support with. So I appreciate you all so much. May this energy and healing continue to stay with you and work for you in so many ways. I love you all so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy Wednesday, my friends. There you have it, my friends. I hope this was an enjoyable session for you all. I hope you enjoyed the acupressure points and the Reiki and grounding breath work that we did there. If you have any questions, use the links down below in the description to get in touch, and also send me what you're interested in. Let me know in the comments if there's any specific acupressure treatment styles or certain conditions or concerns that you would like me to address with acupressure on any future, whether they be Wellness Wednesday episodes or just episodes in general, and I'd be happy to do so. I look forward to meeting you all over in the Facebook community. If you haven't already, make sure to check out the Wellness Within deck, which is what I use to reference and show you all the acupressure points that we were doing in this video. That's the Wellness Within decks. The Anxiety and Stress Edition is available right now, and the Sleep Edition is coming out later this week. So make sure to check that out. Check out our past Wellness Wednesday episodes and other episodes within our Holistic Me podcast in these links over here. And make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel using this link right here. Catch you all next time. Until then, stay well, my friends. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.